State Representative Jim Ananich from the Flint area applauded Rick Snyder's yesterday for sharing his special message about talent this yesterday morning. The representative sponsored a bill in April, is House Bill 4516, as a matter of fact, that would create work sharing program in Michigan that would help prevent layoffs. He's on the other end of our line. State Representative, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Talk about why you believed that what the governor had to say about work sharing was so important.
Well, you know, I come from Flint, and Flint and Genesee County, you know, along with the whole state, has seen some real tough times, and I think we need to be creative and find some new ways to look at the unemployment issue. I think this is a great one, and it's seen bipartisan support across the country, and I'm hoping to see the same here in Michigan.
Well, what I found interesting is we try very hard not to use the DNR terms here. We don't want to talk about the aisle. But we have, as we know, a Republican governor, and you are a Democrat. And to find some common ground, especially in an area that the governor has been chided for. Much has been said that he and his administration has not done enough to create new jobs, or at least an atmosphere for that. Perhaps this is a step in that direction as far as you're concerned.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a good step, and I hope he continues to push it. And I've reached out to his people again and said that I'm willing to work with him on this. I'm excited too, and I hope that we can find some support in the House and Senate and hopefully get this signed.
All right. For those of us who aren't familiar with the details, tell us what work sharing is and tell us about your bill 4516.
Well, basically, you have to think about it, and I'll just basically describe it real quick. But sometimes employers have to make a decision: do I need to lay this employee off completely, or maybe they like to cut them back, but they're not able to. So basically, what work sharing would do is allow to keep somebody who's been fully trained and a good employee, working for that company, and then the unemployment would pick up. They could reduce their hours because they don't necessarily need them for the whole time, but reduce their hours, and then work share could pick up the remainder of the hour. So basically, instead of having somebody go onto the system, the unemployment system, for, I think it's 400 and I can't remember the exact number right now, it's early in the morning, but instead of having somebody go on the unemployment system for, maybe 10 weeks or 20 weeks or God knows how long right now, they can stay working. The company doesn't have to find somebody else when they are able to fully go back. It's really a win-win for the businesses and for the employee. It's worked really well across the country. 22 states have already done this. Maine was the most recent to do it, and they've seen actual job growth out of it. So,
it's an interesting concept, Representative Ananich, because I can recall my wife pointing out a story that was on Fox or somewhere where Germany does this a lot to make sure that people keep jobs. So it's something that's working around the world.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I don't think we can always look at things from, something that we've been doing forever. Sometimes new things need to be looked at. And when it comes to the issue of unemployment, I think we need to look at everything we can to find people the help that they need and businesses the help they need.
Now, how can you make sure that this isn't abused? Because there might be a business that say, you know what, this is some funding we could take advantage of to help us, pay this employee.
Sure, those things could happen. I think you could set up the right kind of rules to make sure that they don't. They're working in other states, as you mentioned, in Germany. I think we can look at what those places are doing for specifics and find out, measures in place to make sure that that doesn't happen. I don't tend to believe that you should assume people are going to cheat. I think you set up rules that are fair and sensible, and then if someone does cheat, then you pop them for it. I don't think you want to not do a program because you could assume someone may cheat. You know what I mean?
Now, you
these times we need to be creative.
You sponsored this bill in April. That's more than 7 months. Why did it stall, and do you think this will give it a push? Where is it at now?
Well, it's in the House Commerce Committee. I spoke to the chairman about it a couple of times. He seemed interested before this came out in allowing me a hearing on it. I'm hopeful that we'll get that soon. I can't. I mean, being in the minority, I can't speak for why why certain bills get run and why other bills don't. But I'm hoping this will get a push, as you mentioned, from the governors.
All right. Before we let you go, just a couple of more questions. First of all, what's your stance on the bridge? Do we need a bridge from Detroit to Windsor?
I got to be honest with you. Until I get a bill in front of me, I can't tell you where I'm going to be. We haven't seen a bill in the House yet. It's still stuck over in the Senate. When it comes over, I'll take a look at it.
What would make you support it?
Well, I think we do need some form of bridge. Whether it's a continuation of the Ambassador Bridge or a new one. For the commerce that's coming through Canada, which is our biggest trading partner, we need to make sure that it continues to flow quickly and faster. That's one of the things we need for the 21st century is fast commerce, and this is a way to do it. So.
And then finally, just want to get your take. It's thought that the governor is thinking of starting the process to perhaps put in place an emergency financial manager in the city of Detroit. Do you think that's a good idea?
You know, the governor has put one in Flint this week. I kind of got my hands full enough with that one to comment on Detroit.
All right, well, and let's talk. That was my next question. Let's talk about Flint. Is this something that you think Flint needs?
You know, I wasn't a big fan of the emergency manager law, but I will say that the person that he chose is a good, dedicated person to Flint. He's from here, and I'm wishing him success. The guy's here, so I want him to succeed and help us get out of the problems we have.
And what can help Flint get out of those challenges? Because Detroit's seeing the same thing, and it's been a while. What do you need to do? What can you do to help? What can be done to help Flint be prosperous again?
Well, you sort of mentioned it earlier, and I know it's a little off the subject of the emergency manager, but I think it's actually what needs to start happening. We need to start focusing Democrats, Republicans, House, Senate, Governor, on creating a climate that helps create jobs. If people don't have jobs in the community, not spending money, that's the biggest issue we have in Flint. We have huge unemployment. We haven't focused enough on bringing jobs to our city, our state, and our community, and I think that's what we need to be focused on completely. These other things that are a distraction, I think, need to stop, and we need to put all our energy in, have a real serious dialogue about operation.
You know, Representative, people tell me, I can't get a definitive answer either from the administration or from representatives or from senators, but I keep hearing we need more jobs, we need better jobs, and I hear one side say the other side needs to help us do this. What needs to be done to create these jobs?
Well, you know, the steps the administration, the public has been taking money out of people's pockets, whether it's tax increases on pensions, whether it's cutting people off unemployment, that's what doesn't need to happen. And I've voted against every one of those, and I have bills to restore all those sort of things that take money out of people's pockets. That's economics 101. You don't do that. I had a bill I offered 5-6 months ago. We had a surplus that came over from last year's budget when Governor Granholm was in office of close to $500 million. I thought we should use that money on repairing our roads, our bridges, putting them into another part of the portion of the bill was to put half the money into a revolving loan fund for renewable energy. We're seeing great gains in the Dow. You know, Dow Chemical's got a solar issue they're working on. We have a solar manufacturer in Flint. We have a renewable energy company that from Sweden that's brought their international headquarters here to Flint. You know, these folks are doing well. They're producing jobs. And if you do a revolving loan fund, the money goes back into the fund again once they pay their loans back. These are proven job creating techniques. It's worked across the globe. those are some of the things that I've put forward. I'll put forward more things every week because I see my neighbors and friends in my community struggling, and I didn't come down here to talk about social issues.
All right, State Representative Jim Ananich is from Flint. I know you're busy. Thanks so much for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Anytime, Tony.